Ohio has actually nearly a full month of early voting, and this weekend was incredibly busy. I just went to a couple polling places down in, well, Stark and Summit counties, and the lines before early voting began yesterday wrapped all the way around the building, hundreds of people waiting. Other places it was thousands of people waiting. It's just the kind of thing that a lot of people are very intensely aware of. People were describing it to me. Several people used the term, this is the most important election of my life.
How's this one different to what you've covered in the past?
Well, Ohio is very used to being a swing state. I've covered politics for better than 30 years now. And we're very, very used to being very respected by the presidential campaigns because of our history of, I don't know if you want to say picking the winner, but of certainly going along with the national trends that show the winner. However, this election is the most intense I recall as far as visits by the candidates. On Friday night, I was up in Cleveland where Beyonce and Jay-Z were holding a concert with Hillary Clinton. Then yesterday, she was back in Cleveland with LeBron James. Donald Trump was here and his surrogates were here 2 and 3 times a week. We've been averaging more than 4 visits a week by the 2 major party candidates and or their top surrogates.
And from the candidates, when they're visiting, do you get a sense of desperation from them?
Not desperation. The ebb and flow obviously goes along with the news cycles. When it's been a good week for Hillary Clinton, she seems pretty upbeat. When it's been a good news week for Donald Trump, it's the same thing. I mean, they're human beings, and some of the tone of things carries over. But nobody seems desperate. It seems like this is their job. It's running for president, and they're doing it every way they know how.
And what's the word on the street among voters? How are people voting in Ohio?
Well, early voting in Ohio, early in-person voting in Ohio, generally leans more toward Democrats. And the people that I've talked to as they're coming out of the polls, generally that's reflected. Though we are seeing some more strong Trump support in parts of the state that are very heavy, blue-collar, high school-educated Democrats coming over for Mr. Trump. So, you know, looking at, okay, we need to turn out here if we're Democrats, we need to turn out here if we're Republicans, that pattern may not hold, at least hold as it has in the past.
When the polls close tomorrow night, how long will it be before we know who is the next president?
Well, it could be a matter of hours. It could be, depending on how close it is, days. What happens in Ohio is every county collects the ballots, counts the ballots, then reports them downstate, and then they're reported nationally. So if it is a tight race, depending on how other states are voting, Ohio could find out it doesn't matter at all, or it could find out, as it did 4 years ago, that it was the state that puts the winner over the top.